Welcome to Lemons and Limes, the David and Abigail Show. I'm David, and this is my co-host and sister, Abigail.
Griffin.
I never say Griffin.
Oh, you don't? No. Okay. It's me! I'm here!
Yeah, you're here.
Uh-huh. I think I'm just going to say both now. Okay. From now on.
All right. Well, and also, the fun part of this episode is we're literally in the same room.
Actually, yeah.
We're right next to each other. We're looking at each
it's
other.
It's weird that we're looking at each other while we're doing this. I just realized that. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how close we are, too, because, like, our faces are, like, right next to each other at the microphone.
We're sharing a microphone, and it's, like, set up very... Well, it's, like, set up on a mic stand, and we're sitting on two chairs that I, like, slammed next to each other. But, yeah.
Yeah, I thought... You said you were going to bring your microphone. I just realized that. What happened with that?
Well, I... could, but like it seemed pointless. Like, we can just use one mic. I don't know.
It's
and then time. I also kind of forgot.
Oh yeah, there's that too.
So that also happened.
Yeah.
Your
facial expression when you said "and then I also forgot" was like, I know you hate me.
Well, because I was thinking about it, and then I was kind of like, maybe I just won't bother, and then I legitimately forgot. So there we are. But yeah, so I am in New York right now. We talked about it the last couple episodes, actually. But like, I'm in New York for a wedding. A friend of mine's getting married tomorrow, the day after we record this podcast. And yeah, so I'm super excited to be here. And we decided we wanted to record an episode together. So here we are. We're doing it in the same place.
This is our first episode in the same place. Yeah.
Which is kind of... funny, because it's almost, maybe not strange, but it's almost like, it's almost a little strange that, like, we haven't done any, like, together, you know? Like, we're brother and sister, and we haven't, like, been in the same room while we've done this before.
I don't know. It's so weird.
We're, like, five episodes in, and it's, like, in for real's life, you know?
Definitely.
But, yeah.
I keep rocking on accident. I'm in, like, a recliner chair, and it rocks.
Oh. Yeah, it's, like, hitting the table.
I'm, like, because I just kind of, like, nod my head and then
just
start
casually,
rocking.
Yeah. Yeah, we're both in rocking chairs. Recliners or whatever.
Yeah. They're very comfy. Oh, my gosh.
That's gross. I don't know.
That was disgusting.
Listen, it's, like, okay. So, here's the thing. It's 10:15 p.m. I am jet lagged. I barely slept on the plane.
To be fair, you are 3 hours behind.
That's true. But still, I barely slept last night.
But you didn't get a lot of sleep, yeah.
I barely slept last night. Like, I do feel kind of on the time zone, but, like, I'm, like, after the crash of caffeine and, like, a little loopy right now, you know? And I could go to bed right now, but, like, I'm still, like, up enough to, like, be doing this. And, like, we were going to do this, like, a couple hours ago, and it just didn't happen, you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like he said 10:15. We're going to try and start at like 9. That didn't happen.
It didn't happen, so. Which is fine. It's 10:15. We'll finish probably by like after 11.
So, I mean, you're probably like 10:15. That's nothing. Like,
no, it's not that late. It's just that I'm jet lagged and tired. And like, I feel fine though, so like, I don't really mind us doing it right now. So, and it's probably just going to make me more loopy and whatever. So, it'll be more fun that way.
So you said your flight was good.
Yes, my flight was well.
Your flight was well.
Yes, quite well. yeah, I don't know. Nothing really weird or bad happened. Everything went fine. We had like a red eye, they call it, you know, like overnight. Our flight was at like 1 a.m. Like went Thursday morning technically, and then we arrived
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. Yeah, so but it's so strange, like, it kind of works out well for us to just take a red eye and, like, get here, like, early morning and then, like, just be up for the rest of the day, because then we usually have a little bit more time to, like, do stuff, you know, mm-hmm. Like, what you picked us up from the airport, yeah, well, the only thing that, like, happened that, couldn't really do anything about, so when we flew in, our flight to like our final destination was delayed by like an hour because here's what happened. So we're on like it's like a short flight, like the last flight, and we had like a small layover, and so we're sitting on the plane, like this little like clunker like plane, like all have like two seats like down each row, and it's really small, right? And it's gonna take us like a half an hour to get to our final destination. So
like you could literally drive there and make probably 5 hours.
Yeah, so and it's not that far per se when you think of it that way, you know. So but yeah, so the plane apparently had like a dent in it. That's what the pilot said, a small dent. That's how he described it, but he wasn't worried about it. Like, it's just protocol to like go through the checks and, you know, get maintenance involved and all that stuff, you know. So just because it's procedure, he had to have maintenance come out and check it. They were going back and forth on this for an hour. Like, by the time we finally left was the time we should have already arrived in New York, you know, and we would.
I know it said that on my phone when I, like, the notification I got for your flight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's when you're supposed to leave.
Yeah, and I had put my phone in airplane mode because, like, we were, like, going to take off. And then I took it out and I texted you and you're like, yeah, I saw.
Yeah, Dan actually texted me before I noticed because.
Oh, okay.
It said, like, your flight was leaving, and I didn't really pay attention to it. I'm like, oh, yeah, the flight's leaving, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, Dad was like, oh, they're not arriving until, like, later. And yeah. I'm like, oh, that's what that was saying. Like, I didn't really look at it.
So we sat on the plane for, like, an hour, which wasn't so bad. It's just that we were kind of anxious to just, like, get there, you know? And it was such a short flight that, like, it didn't need that much time, you know? And it was just, it was, like... like, I understand they have to do these safety checks, and I get it, you know, it was just funny because, like, maintenance came out, and then they were gone, and then they came back, and then the pilot was like, we're still waiting, and then they finally, like, gave the okay, but then they had to write it in the logbook for the plane, which makes sense, they're, like, documenting everything about the plane, and that's good, you know, but then it took us so long to get the logbook back, it's like, could you just give us the logbook, please? You already cleared us for flying. Can we have our logbook back? Like, gosh. But yeah, so then they, and like our stewardess, she was like so nice and like just like very kind. And like, you could tell she was just like trying to like keep it together, but like in a very like professional, like good way, you know? And she was just super pleasant and like, you know, like, okay, we finally closed the cabin door. we're gonna leave.
Oh
now.
My gosh.
Yeah, it's a miracle. But so yeah. But yeah, so then we got there. Honestly, that wasn't so bad. Like that if that was the worst thing that happened, then we had a good flight. You know, like it was all right. Like us traveling, you know, late wasn't the greatest, but we got here and everything was fine. Yeah.
I know, like on my end, I was like anxious for you guys to come. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Like kind of upset you're going to be late because like
you texted. I was like, yeah, our flight got delayed, and you're like, I want to see you.
I like wrote like you with like 3 or 5 O's and like a bunch of U's and stuff. Like.
So, yeah.
And, like, I planned to get there early just to, like, make sure, you know, just in case you got in early.
Yeah, that's
and, like, I mean, like, early from, like, the actual time you're supposed to get in.
Yeah. Wait, like, what did you do, like, while you waited for us?
Well, I ended up getting a car wash.
Okay.
Like, when I found out that it was going to be late. And then I drove to the airport. And then I remember what happened was, too, killed some time, I accidentally went into the wrong parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. And you went to, like, long-term parking, right?
I went into, like, weekly long-term parking.
Yeah, which we didn't need.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't want to pay, like, crapples of money for that, so I left that immediately. And good thing I didn't have to pay for it because you get stuck in it once you get in it, you know? Like, there's no way out of it unless I exited the right way you're supposed to, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, actually exited the airport and then entered the airport again into short-term parking.
Yeah, and then...
That killed, like, a good, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just basically just going around in circles.
I know, I was like, where am I going? Like, literally, like, where am I going?
Yeah, because, like...
There's, like, all these barriers, like, where I wanted to go. I could see the short-term parking lot. I'm like, I can't get there! I want to go there! Like,
I just want to be there.
Yeah.
Because
I knew where to go, but then I accidentally went to the wrong one, and I was, like, literally just telling Dad right before that. He's like, do you know where to go? And I'm like, yeah, I know where to go. I'm like, oh, I don't know where to go.
Like, you're like, yeah, Dad, I got this.
I got this. Oh, jeez. Wait. Oh, I don't.
Yeah, no, actually, I don't. long-term parking at parking lots. Long-term parking at airports are really expensive. Like, in San Francisco, it's $25 per day, which is crazy if you're going to be there for even just a weekend. Like, that's a lot.
I wonder how much it is where we are.
I don't know. And, like, you paid $2. Like, that was it. Like,
yeah. That just was... For, like, I was there, like, maybe 45 minutes.
Yeah. So...
So, like, me, like, they probably charge us for an hour.
Yeah. And we barely were even there for that. So, you paid $2, and that was, like, fine. You know? That worked out pretty well.
I mean, they have, like, a parking garage, too, where they have extra people...
Yeah, I know Dad's parked there before, but usually we just park in that short-term lot because it's right there.
Well, I was, like, wondering, like, if I should just stay in the long-term weekly parking or whatever because, like, it wouldn't charge me that much anyway because we wouldn't be there that long. But then I didn't know if, like, it would charge me for a whole day because I was there for a certain amount of time.
Right.
Because I left right away, I think that's why. Like, I literally just sucked the ticket in and the thing went up. And it was, like, as if, like... It's, like, telling me all these instructions how to pay at first. Like just spits out all this, like, crap from this, like, robot, you know?
Yeah.
But then, like, and then it stopped and then the thing just went up, like, as if... You've not been here long enough to pay anything.
Yeah, like, so it must have been smart enough
Your ticket is obsolete, you know?
It was probably smart enough to know you didn't, like, basically accumulate any time, so, like, we're just gonna let you out because you probably just made a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Which is, I'm sure has happened before, you know?
That's really good, that machine.
it's good that they thought of that, because otherwise you might have been slapped with, like, $25 and been like, okay, maybe not, you know? So, was there any attendance there?
Well... At the, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention. I just went to the, like, the machine one.
Yeah, because, like, if...
It's kind of a little building there, but I didn't really go to the... I was kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, well, I understand.
I don't know, it's kind of like, I don't want anybody to know I messed up, so...
Yeah, I understand. But, like, if you had to, like...
There probably was someone there, though.
It probably would have been, like, if like, it was going to slap you with the charge, been like, hey, I made a mistake. I'm a little dumb.
This thing, you're real good in school.
Yeah.
No, but I was, like, sitting there waiting for you guys, and then it was so funny because, like, when I left... the car wash, at that point, you were getting in at, like, 1:20-something instead of 12:20-something.
Yeah.
And then, when I got there, it turned into 1:02. Yeah. And then as I was sitting down, it turned into, and it was, like, you know, 12:24, 12:25 by that point when you would have gotten in.
Yeah.
And it turned into, like, 12:49. It was 12:48. Like,
yeah, it just kept 1 minute. It just, like, kept updating. It's kind
of
dumb.
And I actually sent it to. I took a screenshot of it on my phone and sent it to Dad. And he's like, "Oh my gosh!" He's like, "They're really making time."
Yeah,
like, we, in the air, you know.
Yeah, like it's such a short flight. It wasn't. Yeah.
I think they like they count for extra time.
They do. Like, they estimate like 45 minutes, and it's so. But it only takes like 30. Like, usually, and almost not even that sometimes. It's funny because, like, wind and all that can cause like a factor, and, like, if it was like, if winds are, like, in your favor, then, like, it will make it even faster. So I don't know if there was any wind.
I think I could be wrong, but it's possible that going this direction from Philadelphia,
yeah,
like, to the east, more east coast, you know,
yeah,
like where we are, the wind could be in your favor.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but...
I have no idea.
Like, at least this time of year, I don't know.
I don't know. Science. I don't really like flying. We talked about this a little bit before, actually, but it's, like, a necessary evil. But, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's funny, like, our dad always says to David, like, you hate flying, but you always fly so much, you know?
I do. I go between New York and California all the time now.
Yeah, and I do too.
Yeah, Abby does too.
And I kind of started to hate flying after I've been doing it so much.
I know, I've flown in the last couple years, especially since 2015, I have flown more times than I have in my entire life, like, just in the last, like, couple years now. And I'm not made of money, that's not why I'm flying so much, I'm just, like, trying to see my
family. We
just
barely get the money and then fly, you know?
Like, it honestly, like, the financing for these things just works out really well, you know? Yeah. It's just, like... Jesus.
I wonder if people think that, like, that we have, like, tons of... Jesus, yeah. I wonder if people think we have a lot of money, because we really don't.
I mean, no. It's just, you know, when you're booking, you can get a good flight, like, if you reserve it, like, ahead of time, you know? And, you know, I don't know, if you just budget for it, it can work out all right. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know, though, like, when you're talking about, like, flight complications.
Yeah.
You want me to talk about the flight...
Oh, the... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He literally looked at me and just said, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're going to talk. I know what you're going to say, so...
Yeah, so, like, just speaking of flights, so... This was, like, quite a while ago. I was probably, like...
Wild, yeah.
Like, maybe, like, 11 or 12 or something, or... I don't know. I have a friend, and our mutual friend moved to Kentucky. And, like, when we were younger. So... We live in New York, but we would take me and my friend, we would take a flight from Cleveland to Nashville, to see her, and, like, our parents would drive us to Cleveland, and her mom would drive to Nashville, And it just kind of worked out well just to see her. Like, we were all really good friends and stuff. But anyway, so me and my friend that were visiting, our other mutual friend, we were on our way back from Nashville to Cleveland to go home to New York eventually. And so we were flying and we're right above the Cleveland airport. We're up there and the pilot comes on and he's like, so, and he didn't like say it like this, but like,
so,
no, but he's like, oh my God. No, he's like, so there's kind of like a complication, you know, with like landing and stuff. And we're going to circle the airport a little bit. I don't think he didn't tell us what it was though.
I think Dad found out after.
Yeah. So, well, I know partially why. Yeah. So anyway, we didn't know what was going on. And he said, we're just going to circle the airport. But I get like motion sick. And so by this point, I'm already kind of feeling a little woozy, but I'm like doing all right because like we're going to land soon. But then the thing is, we kept circling the airport. And then so he's like, okay, so we're running out of gas and we still can't land. So we're going to land in where we want to, like JFK or something. Would that make sense?
That would be a little bit farther. Because if you're going from like Ohio to
LaGuardia?
That's maybe closer?
I don't know. You might have, like, Newark or something like that. I don't know. Somewhere...
Well, Newark would be, like, New Jersey. That might be close.
Yeah, somewhere over there on the East Coast. Like, we... like, further east than Cleveland, I mean. Like...
Yeah.
That was, like, closest to Cleveland Airport. Like, we landed there. We needed to get gas because we were running out of gas. And we landed, and I'm, like, feeling like... I'm, like, really, like, feeling sick at this point. And he's like, okay, so we're clear to land in Cleveland now. Like, and we're at this other airport.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, we're going to get going again after they fueled up and everything. And we get going, and then we take off. And at some point, either when we took off or, like, when we landed, like, actually in Cleveland, I think I threw up. But,
gross.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, what are you going to do? I mean, you're just, like, circling and, yeah.
But, yeah, so come to find out later.
Yeah, the reason why they couldn't
My mom, well, I remember when we landed, my mom said, she's like, you wouldn't believe what I saw, like, when I was looking out the window, like, because I don't remember, I'm trying to think, this is when you could still go to the gate, or is this before... when, like, you could only go to, like, or after, like, when you, after 9/11, like, when you have to go, like, only to security.
Yeah, like, you couldn't go past security.
Yeah, you couldn't go past security.
As, like, a person picking
but
up
somebody. I don't know. She was looking out a window somewhere in the airport while she was waiting for us, and she saw Air Force One go by. Like, she saw it land.
Yeah, which, if you don't know, Air Force One is, the president of the United States Air Force.
Well, it's, like, his airplane. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. It could be, and it's not necessarily his airplane because they have to, they have to have more than one fly.
Yeah, they have, like, two, but, like, it could have been his or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, and we're like, really? And then, so we find out later, that's why we couldn't land right away, because he was landing and on the tarmac at the same time, that when that happens, no other planes in the airport are allowed to land.
Yeah. So the president was in Cleveland, probably for, like, something, you know, like...
Yeah, I think it was, like, George Bush at the time.
Some event, like, you know, maybe he was speaking somewhere, something like that, you know?
Yeah,
so... But it made it so you guys couldn't land.
Yeah, it was literally, like, it was really funny.
Well, it's also funny, too, because the pilot wasn't very specific of why, and he might have known, but he probably couldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he knew. Like, he probably saw it in the air, like, next to us. Like,
he's probably, like... Like, being told, like, hey, by the way, Air Force One is landing. You can't land right now. And they're like, okay. But even so, they probably weren't cleared for landing. You know, it's also possible he didn't know, either.
No, the thing is, what I also found out later was that... See, because I was wondering why they don't, like, schedule these things. Like, so, like, this doesn't happen. But they said that they always come unannounced, usually, because they don't want people to know because they don't want something to be planned to, like,
exactly
assassinate or, I mean, like, hurt someone.
The president,
or,
yeah. Or anybody, really, a part of the presidential, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, basically, like, people will know, like, when the plane, like, when the plane takes off and when it lands, but they won't know, like, ahead of time when it actually will be, you know?
Yeah. They need to, they take all these precautions for a reason.
Yeah. It, like, only certain people really know when that, like, stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, like... It's definitely was an unreasonable thing. It was just unfortunate for you because you threw up.
Yeah, I remember, like, on my way, it was so funny. This is really funny. On my way, like, last time I visited you to California, I think I told you this, like, I was getting, like, airsick, and, like, it was on the larger plane, too. I took, I was on my second dose of Dramamine, and it wasn't, like, making me fall asleep. It wasn't helping my stomach. I mean, maybe it did a little bit, but I felt kind of sick. And we were gonna wait in soon, and I, like, there was no, like, you know, what do you call it, the puke bag or whatever.
Oh no,
there's no puke bag in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And no, it's okay though, but like the stewardess was like a guy, and I asked him, I said can you get me, like, you know, a little bag just in case I need to throw up? And he's like, oh, there's a bathroom right there. I'm like, we're landing, I'm not going to go into the bathroom while we're landing.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know if I'm going to throw up, but I want to have it just in case. And plus, I don't know if I'll make it, even if we're not landing.
Right.
And he, like, looks at me, he's like, oh, I'll go get one. Like, yeah, like, what are you, like, you, like, lazy idiot? Like, just give me a puke bag.
Like, can I just have a bag, please?
Yeah. I just, like, I wanted it just in case, because, like, I kind of felt like I might, but I wasn't sure if I would.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, like, really funny. He was really sassy. I was like, jeez. Like...
It's like, you could just go to the bathroom. It's like, no, give me a puke.
Like, it was kind of like, you know, like, right there. But, like, I figured I could do that if I could. But, like, we were, you know, landing soon. And plus, I might not make it anyway, so.
Also, those, I mean, like, a bathroom on a airplane, like.
How would I, like, hunch over to do that?
I don't know. Like, it would be gross.
Yeah, and, like, why would you want that where everyone is, like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's,
All right.
We're skirting around this, but basically, like, you know, a toilet, all right, let me just say it like this. A normal toilet usually has, like water in it, you know?
Yeah.
That's not really how an airplane bathroom works.
Well, it kind of flushes some water, right?
Oh, I guess, but I don't think it would, I don't know if it would
flush enough.
It
wouldn't get all of it, probably.
Yeah, it'd be gross. All right, we don't need to keep talking
about
this.
We can stop talking about this.
The bottom line is just give the girl the puke bag.
Give the girl the puke bag.
I
told you men out there.
Yeah. just get the girl the puke bag. I had a time kind of like that where I usually do okay on, like, you know, big airplanes that, like, you know, those flights that last like 5, 6 or.
Well,
like,
yeah, that was the one I got sick on. I was surprised.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you were spinning in circles and things, you know, but like.
No, so, I mean the last one I talked about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that was, it was a longer flight.
Yeah.
And, like, for some reason, I still got sick.
So I did get real. Oh, wait, I just thought of another time. But, like, anyway, so this was a small plane that was just, like, hopping from one city to another. Like, it just, like, for a short layover. And I got so sick, and, like, I was glad because they were landing, and it was a similar situation where, like, we couldn't land, like, right away, and, like, it wasn't, like, Air Force One or something, but, like, there was, like, some weird reason that we couldn't, like, we were taking forever to land, and I was like, oh my gosh, and all I kept doing was just sitting there just breathing, and I just did not want to puke, you know, and then I just felt really weird after that, and it was kind of annoying, you know, but, like, I don't know, there was nothing I could do about it, but it was just so strange, it just came over me all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. That's the thing. It's like, you know, you don't know if it's gonna, like, if it's just gonna, like how sudden it's gonna, oh my.
Oh.
Almost knocked everything over. How, like, sudden it's gonna happen, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. I think you more so than me, but we both can get kind of motion sick, you know? Yeah.
Like, the thing is, like, if I have, like, a stomach bug, like, I usually have more warning
yeah.
for, like, when it's gonna happen, but if I get, like, motion sick, it kind of just, like,
just happens.
You know, it's
yeah.
just, like it kind of just happens.
I get sick, like, I love going to, like, theme parks and, like, riding roller coasters, but I'll get, like, after, like, a few roller coasters, I get kind of sick, and I will actually sit out, you know, to like, you know, like, not necessarily the party pooper, but, like, I'll just be like, hey, you guys can go do that one, I don't want to throw up, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But, I, yeah, it's funny, because, they're, I was telling you about, like, they have these, like, because, like, things like ginger help, like, ginger in general helps, like, your stomach.
Yeah.
And I was telling you about these ginger pills I heard about, which it's not, like, a drug. It's more like a supplement.
It makes sense. I just didn't think about it.
It's basically just, like, a supplement, like, an ingestible, like, ginger thing, you know?
It's, like, herb kind of thing.
Yeah, and I guess it's supposed to help with motion sickness.
Yeah, I'm going to find that out, because I'm not flying anytime soon, but, like, I'm going to be on a sailboat in a couple weeks. Next week.
Actually...
I'm going to try it out for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested in trying it at a theme park again, because if I end up going with my friends, like, in California again sometime, I would be interested in, like, trying, like, to take, like, a ginger pill. And then see if it, like, helps my stomach.
I would take, like, 3, though. Cause, like, right. Because, like, it says on the bottle that I got them on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the best it's the best rated one. Yeah.
Do you have them?
Yeah, you want to try them?
I want to see them.
You can take some with you if you want.
Well, I don't need to do that. I want to look at them.
I forgot to tell you about that.
We're in the same place, guys.
We're in the same
I can see them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, when we go upstairs.
I just realized my laptop says 7:39 p.m. and it's 10:39, and my laptop is stuck in the Pacific time zone. Anyway, sorry.
But anyway, so what was I saying?
Ginger pills.
I've taken it for, like, stomach, like, ache type stuff, or, like, bloating kind of stuff from, like, I've had some, like,
has that helped?
Yeah, the thing is, that what I was gonna say is, though, like, it says in the bottle to take one, as needed.
Yeah.
I take one, it does nothing. I took 2, doesn't really do much. I took 3, and it helps a lot.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, it's a supplement. It's not, again, like, it's not a drug.
Yeah, and it's not, like, anything, I don't think, that would interact with some other things I take. No, so, I think it's fine, because it's just ginger, right? I mean.
I don't know. I haven't really looked at it, but I would imagine.
I mean, now it's like, a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think it's mostly just ginger, though, with probably some extra, like, herbs or something like that, you know, but
I'm sure there's, like, other, like, fillers, or not fillers, but, like, ways to, like, kind of balance it out or whatever, but like, they're in it, but
so
it's mostly ginger. I think I looked at the ingredients, there wasn't anything in it that I knew that would interact with the medications.
Yeah, but I'd like to try it sometime.
But so. Yeah, so David, like you said, it's supposed to help with, like, motion sickness. Like, you take it before you do something that can make you, like, sick.
Oh, even, like, I bet it would be good for car rides, too. Because I know you get car sick easily. That might help you.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
You know what I should do when I go sailing? I should, like, okay, so what I should do is, because, like, you can take, like, drinks and, like, food on it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm going to eat, because, like, you know. But.
Well, eat something light, if anything.
If I need to eat, I'll eat something light, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, like, some crackers.
Yeah. Oh,
jinx!
Oh my gosh.
You owe me a soda.
I'm not getting you a soda.
Oh my gosh. I want a ginger beer.
Oh my gosh.
What I was going to say, speaking of ginger beer.
Ginger. Wow. Segue.
Yeah. Easy segue. What I should do, I should bring some ginger beer with me to where I go.
That's a good idea. You're just going to, like, overdose on ginger.
Yeah, I am.
And for the record, ginger beer is not. It's like root beer.
Yeah. Root beer. Like, it's not, like, the same taste, but it's, like.
I don't know why they call it a
beer. It
doesn't
have alcohol.
But it's the same thing as, like, a root beer. It's not alcohol.
But you actually can bring alcoholic drinks on sailboats. I'm hoping people aren't, like, drunk on the sailboat.
I hope not either. I'm not going to be there, but, like, for your sake.
It's a sunset sail session, though.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they'll be cool.
Be cool.
I don't know. Maybe they'll be cool people.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. I want to ask you something.
Okay. Okay.
So, like, are you, like, how familiar? I mean, I wish, like, this was, like, going out, like, right now, so, like, people could, like, respond to this, but, like, before I go. But, like, how familiar are you with, like, tipping people for things?
Oh, like,
like, as, like, a customary kind of thing.
I mean, do you mean as far as, like, I'm sure you're not talking about, like, a restaurant thing or something.
No, I mean, like, so I learned that. When I went on the website to book this sailboat session or whatever, but, like, tipping is, like, not
included.
No, it said it's not, like, well, I don't know how they said it. It said in a very eloquent way. I can't think of how they said it, but it said, like, it's not, it's encouraged, but it's not, like, you have to. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, they would rather you tip them.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up, and I was trying to figure out how much, like, I should tip them. Like, I'll be honest, like, I mean, I paid, like, I didn't pay that much for the actual...
Gratuity.
Yeah, gratuity, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just Googled it because it drives me crazy.
I know. Like, I didn't pay that much for it. Like, I paid, like, $40 or $50 for it. Like, mm-hmm. that's not that much. But I'm, like, thinking, like, is it, like, 15, 25% kind of, like, food? I looked it up, and, like, I got a lot of, like, mixed, like, reviews about it. Or not reviews, but mixed, like, answers about it. Like, on Yahoo Answers and, like, stuff that.
Yeah, that's not a great source.
Well, no, like, places like that, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of where else, well, but like, some of them were you saying, too, like, well, there's, like, a captain and, like, the boat people that, like, help, like, you tip all of them, too, and stuff, gosh. And it's, like, I don't know, like, if I should tip them or just the captain, or, like, I mean, like, how much isn't really, like, a problem, because I just give them, like, a, you know, I don't know, like, a 10 or... 15, 20, I don't know, something like that.
They have a tip jar. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know how it works, so...
In that situation, I don't know. I guess if it seemed appropriate and you really felt like they deserved, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, a little bit, like, maybe if there's some appropriate way to, like, leave a tip, like, if they have some obvious way to tip them, maybe that would be good, you know? Like, well, I don't know if that would be the case.
You pay for it ahead of time, like, the actual sailboat session... So, it would have to be in cash, like, if you were to tip them. And I would have cash, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like they would have, like, oh, here's a little credit card machine so you can, like, tip us.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well,
maybe, they might have a gold jar.
I don't know if they'd have, like, a box or something. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. And, like, I was like, the internet is so dumb. Like, people are idiots and have all their own opinions about things. And, like, everywhere you go, it's, like, different. So, I don't know.
It's funny because this is, like, in some countries, like, tipping, like, they do tipping differently, or they don't tip at all. Like, it's not
China,
customary.
Like, it's, like, isn't, like, some places in Asia, like, it's, like, actually, like...
It's almost offensive.
Like, offensive, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about Asia, but I know some countries, it's, like, it's very strange concept to them. I think it's because, like, a lot of... This is kind of, like, going back to, like, when we're talking about food service, but, like, one of the reasons why, like, we'll tip in America is because, like, we, like... Like, we don't pay food service workers that well, you know, in general. It depends on the job. And this is a very, very broad statement, so don't just take my word for this. But, like we'll tip them because, like, we feel like they deserve a little bit more than what they're getting paid from their normal, like, wages, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, the gratuity is, like, sort of, like... But even in general, like, it's become a cultural thing to, like... tip, like, in situations like you're talking about, or even other, like, services, you know, like I've done IT work and people have tipped me before. It's not super common, but I have gotten tipped.
Are you allowed to accept tips?
Yeah, I can. If I'm supposed to, like, if it's over, like, a certain amount, I'm supposed to, like, give it to the company, though. Which is fine. What my company does is if we do get a tip, because I'm not always in the field, quote, per se. The way our company works, we install networking equipment and things like that. So our actual field guys are more in the field. And if they get a tip that's over, like, a certain amount, or, like, any of us, really, we put it into, like, a fund that we use for, like special occasions, like for the office. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a party fund, you know?
Yeah.
Like for, like, pizza or something, you know, like something to treat the office. So it actually works out well. It's not like a split. Like
you're really giving it to them, you're actually using it for yourself.
Yeah, and it's not like it's not necessarily going back into the company. It's more like something to benefit everybody, and, like, you know, like, you share tips, like, at your job, you know.
Yeah,
which makes sense, you know.
And also, like, ours is, like, by, like, how many hours you work too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So
yeah,
it's not just evenly split each week. It's, like, actually, like,
yeah,
split how many hours.
Yeah, and so, like, that's how it works, like, and I don't get tipped that often, actually, to be honest with you. Your laptop there?
it went
to bed. But yeah, so, in your situation, I have no idea.
Yeah, like, I'm just kind of like, maybe I'll just hand them, like, $50. I don't know.
$50.
I know, I won't do that, but I'll probably just give them, like, $20 or something and, like, call it a day. Like, I'll just be like, whatever. You probably did a good job. Like,
I mean,
I'm just guessing they'll probably do a good job. I'll be like, fine. You deserve this.
You know what, too? If you become, like, buddy-buddy with any other people, like, on the boat, too.
Maybe I can ask them.
You can be like, yo, what are you guys doing? Like, it's just, like...
What are you up to? Like, yo, what are you,
Like, if somehow...
What if they say, like, oh, we're not... We don't know about that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, if... what I'm saying, if it cannot be, like, an awkward, like, conversation, but, like, if somehow, like, you can, like, be, like, hey, are you guys planning on tipping them, like, or anything like that? And maybe you guys can, like, approach it together, you know?
Yeah. And then, like, if anybody's wondering, like, the thing is, like, the reason why I'm asking is because I'm going by myself, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have anyone else to, like, help me figure it out.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You know? Whether or not, like... I don't know if someone to give me advice or whatever, like...
But, yeah. She's taking, like, a little me time trip.
Yeah, it's just, like, yeah, getting away, going to Maine.
Which is cool. Oh, you have to tell us about Maine. Oh, my gosh. Like, next podcast, you can tell us
probably,
about Maine.
Probably, yeah, next podcast, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll be back in California.
Well, maybe...
Not in Maine.
Well, we'll talk about that. York. Like, about next podcast, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably next podcast, yeah.
Oh, and also another, like... Abby and I have traveled some. We talked about this a little bit, I think, one of the earlier episodes, but we also want to do, like, an episode of, like, maybe not the next one, but we want to do, like, a special episode talking about, like, our European adventures. We talked a lot about travel this
episode. Yeah, I
have
European adventures.
Yeah, you do.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
I have, like, I remember, I can look at the pictures, I remember better.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, definitely. Because yours was much longer, like, longer ago. I don't know if that's a...
Much longer ago? Much...
I don't know if that's...
Further time ago? No.
Like,
what's
it was
the way you say
longer
that?
Longer ago? Oh, I just said the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying the same thing over and over again.
It was longer... Mine was a couple years ago. Yours was, like...
It was a little longer ago.
It was, like, 6 or 7 years ago.
That's no, 5 years ago.
Okay, 5, yeah. Mine was, like, 2 years ago now, so...
Yeah.
Was
it
5, it
was
really?
The year I graduated, mine was...
Oh, okay. Okay. Because mine was 2 years. Mine was 2015. So.
Mine was 2012.
Gotcha. Okay. Anyway. But yeah. So.
But I went to the UK and you went to like.
Yeah.
Other places.
You went to the UK. I went to like, other parts of Europe.
I mean, like, UK is Europe, obviously, but yeah. It's not like Europe, you know?
No,
it's
a different.
Very Americanized Europe. Well, depending on where you go. But...
I wouldn't say that.
No, I don't mean like. I just mean it's not like where you went.
No,
you know?
No. Mine was like more middle. Like, I was in, like, the Germany, Austria, Italy, like, that sort of circle. They call it the Schengen states. So, that's where I was. I don't know why that sounded...
Like, it's just a... Yeah. I don't know. I should probably stop talking.
You were in the UK.
That's the bottom line. Like, that's all I want.
Look, we're very tired, okay?
We're very tired.
Words are not happening.
I'm tired because I have a cold, so that's all excuse I have.
Yeah.
But David... had like no sleep, so
but yeah, so we'll talk about we'll have like an episode where we talk about European adventures, so but yeah, it'd be cool. I actually want to go to the UK sometime. I haven't been there. Yeah, I've only been in the like other section of Europe, so that's what we should do. We should
go together.
Yeah, and we should like go somewhere together and then like talk about it. We'll do it for the podcast.
I just said that podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like, that, like, yeah. Like, we can, I'm sure we'll work it out with work. It'll be fine, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll be fine. All the budget and money and everything.
Yeah, it'll be
just
fine.
Just come out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, if you want to sponsor our... No, I'm just joking. I'm joking!
To sponsor us here.
You can go to our GoFundMe page.
Oh, my God! GoFundMe to be, like, the millennial going to Europe. Like,
oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? I don't want to do that. Okay, anyway, let's move on. I think we'll just move on to the, we can do the this or that.
Okay.
And then we have a Med Lib, like the huge. Okay, so I'm actually going to do, as a twist,
Well, like, technically we could have done this before, because you had the internet, so.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no. There's no reason why I'm, like, why us being together is the reason why I'm doing this, but I'm going to ask her these this or that questions instead.
Yeah,
as
so
a little
just
change of pace.
To describe again, just in case you're listening for the first time,
yeah,
this or that is basically what it sounds like. You're just asking someone if they like something like this or that,
yeah.
You know.
Two,
like,
you have two choices, and you
goldfish
just
goldfish or pretzels, you know.
Goldfish. Oh my gosh, but I love pretzels too. I'm sorry, that's not
goldfish
actually...
Goldfish pretzels!
Those are also really good.
Okay.
Okay.
We're really...
I love goldfish.
I wasn't actually the this or that.
I know, but I got really
anyway,
excited.
So Dave's gonna ask me the questions,
and
he's gonna do what he does with me. He's just gonna spitfire them.
Yeah, lightning round.
I'm kind of looking at though. I don't know how I'm gonna answer some of them.
Okay, well you just need to say
spit
what's on
out.
Your heart. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so these are cooking methods, by the way. And Abby is a very good cook.
An avid cook.
She is.
And baker.
Yeah.
She's not avid, but, like, you know, I do it a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Organic or conventional?
Organic.
Gas or electric stove?
Gas.
Barbecue or oven?
Barbecue.
Cook or burn?
What? Cook.
Garden or farmer's market?
Ooh. Garden.
GMOs, good or bad?
Remember what those are? Do you not like engineering or whatever?
What are GMOs?
Why? I feel like I should know that.
I feel like I'm supposed to say they're bad, but I don't actually know what they
are. I would say no.
Okay. I'm gonna Google GMO.
Why don't I know what that is anymore? I don't remember.
It's one of those.
That's the last one.
Oh, genetically modified organism.
Yeah, probably no.
Probably no, but
I think there's like a lot of that in some things though.
Yeah. So, well, yeah.
I would just say no. So did you put one for all of them? The first one?
You did, actually. We're going to say no, but, like, we're not any authority on GMOs, so we're probably not even going to talk about that.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, you picked organic.
Yes, like, organic or conventional, right? Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, I'll use conventional, but, like, I prefer organic sometimes. Like, I wouldn't prefer organic if it had, like, you know, dirt and, like, bugs all over it.
But, really?
Like, okay. I wouldn't eat dirt or anything, but...
I mean, sure.
I mean, I'm not sure who would. There's, like, certain things that I buy non-organically just because of, like, price and, like, I don't really care in flavor that much that it's not organic.
Yeah.
But, like, certain things, like, for instance, certain vegetables I'll try and buy organic if I can. Like, carrots, yeah. I think, taste better organic.
I've had
bananas taste better.
Yeah, organic. I was just about to say that I've gotten not organic, not like quote, like that were classified as organic bananas, and I don't like them as much.
Yeah,
it's actually
if you can research about that. Like, I'm not like any like specialist on any of this, but like, I mean, I know that like sometimes, obviously, like organic things are better for our bodies, but like. If you can't buy all organic things, at least just get the things that, like, you can.
Yeah.
And the things that taste better organically, if you're able to. Because, like, if it makes a difference in flavor, then, like, that's really worth it, you know?
Yeah.
You can say something.
So, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I was just going to say, like, you don't necessarily need to go overboard. You can kind of get as much organic things as you can.
Yeah, like,
within reason and budget, you know?
Like, certain things, I'm not going to get organic herbs, like, for, like, $3 more, you know? Like,
that doesn't even make any sense.
No, like, it's just, like, a seasoning. Like, it's, like, okay, well...
I mean, I guess it depends on how they're grown.
There is, like, some organic, like, spices that might taste better if they're organic, but it really depends on what it is. I don't know. We don't need to go on about this, but...
Yeah.
What was the second one?
The second one was gas or electric.
Oh, gas all the way.
I mean,
that's, like, an easy answer, I feel like.
That makes...
a lot of people. I mean, it depends on where... It depends on, like, your living situation.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, if you move somewhere and you don't really have a choice, then, like, yeah, you'll just use electric.
Like, my apartment has electric stoves, if you remember.
But, like... I mean, like, if you were to have a choice, like, some people choose electric because it's easier to clean up nowadays, like, with the way they make them.
Yeah, mine's easy to clean.
Yeah, they're just flat, yeah.
You can take out the little rods and things, too.
I'm sorry, yours isn't actually what I was thinking of, though.
Oh.
Now that I think about it. There's other electric stove that you
can easier. Oh, just completely flat. Yeah.
Flat.
Yeah, mine aren't like
as
that.
As flat as, like, your laptop screen. Like,
right, yeah.
Which are and you get to cool. see your face in it a little bit.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool, but I could see where gas, it's almost like cooking over a fire in a sense, you know?
It's like a very controlled fire, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, the thing is, like, though, I think every cook, that is used to cooking on gas is that you should, like, at least be familiar somewhat with cooking, like, how to cook on an electric stove, because... If you don't know, like, the way it works, then you can, like, end up burning things and stuff if you're too used to a gas order.
Yeah. The next one was barbecue or oven.
I just picked barbecue because, like, I think I relate that to grilling, too, I guess, because like, I think...
Yeah.
I don't think barbecuing is the same as grilling. I just mean, like, I think that's what they mean, too.
Yeah.
Because I love grilling.
And we're going to grill on Saturday. I'm really excited.
We have steaks.
She got, like, some good steaks and going to make a really fun... Fun. Yeah. So,
fun dinner.
Ah, fun. Yes.
Are we having alcohol?
I don't know. Maybe. She's gonna make a good dinner. Is kind of what I was trying to say there. It's like
good manly dinner.
See, the thing is like I don't cook. Like
I don't cook good.
I don't cook real good. So, like, I eat the basic of basic things. Like, I barely cook anything. I need to learn to cook, honestly.
You know what he does? He takes frozen chicken from Costco.
Oh, gosh.
He puts it in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
And heats it up in the oven.
And then I make, like, some, like, noodles or something with it. It's pretty great.
You should make Jasmine rice with it.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
And buy some, like, canned gravy.
I'll also get, like, a rotisserie chicken.
I'm not advocating for canned gravy or anything, because I'm saying, because you probably can't make gravy. Buy you some canned gravy.
It'd be easier. And, like, I'll get, like, rotisserie chickens.
That'd be easier.
And then, yeah. And then just, like, cut up the chicken and then eat it with something. I don't know why. I just don't have motivation to learn to cook. But it's bad because I want to learn. But, like, on the other hand, I just don't have the actual motivation to do it. And it's not good because I should feed. It's not like
you
I don't.
Figure it out. Dad kind of did the same thing. He kind of knew a little bit and then kind of figured it out when he got married.
I eat very plain things right now. I don't eat poorly. I just don't eat a lot of variety because I don't
You just need to be around it enough. Like, if you get married, you know.
I think if I was married, it would be different.
Like, or if, like, we lived in the same apartment I'd be making food enough where you would be like, oh, how do you make that?
Or, like I would help. And same thing, like, if I was married, I would probably offer to help or something like that, you know? Or, like, I could maybe make a meal or something. I can make eggs and stuff, you know? Like, yeah. I can fry up some bacon. I've done that before.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
I can make breakfast food.
Bacon.
And it's not...
That reminds me. I should get the bacon out tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You want bacon tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. is that a question?
Well, we're going to go for breakfast on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry we're talking about... I'm sorry, guys. You have to listen to this. We're just making our weekend plans.
we'll just eat, like, simple tomorrow. I mean, I might make some bacon if we have time, though.
Yeah. No, totally. Okay. So, the next one was cook or burn, which this
really
is a strange question.
Weird.
I guess...
I think that would happen if you don't take your stove. Cook or burn. We don't know which one's going to happen.
I don't know why you would choose burn, because this is a very generic question, but, like, sometimes people like certain things burned, you know? Like,
You mean, like, blackened?
I guess.
Like blackened fish.
Like, I know you and I don't, but, like, some people like burning their popcorn. They like the flavor of
you.
It.
Oh, I... Mm.
Yeah. And you. No judgment, but, like, I don't get it. Okay. We're not on the burnt popcorn bandwagon, so... one of my coworkers is like that. She likes to burn her popcorn.
I haven't found anyone in a while that likes to burn popcorn.
It's funny because she's like made popcorn at the office and she won't burn it because she knows it will smell up the entire office.
I know,
like,
some
she does out of courtesy not to
ban
burn it,
making popcorn in the office, like in the microwave.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like Dad said, I think
really
his
bad.
Office does.
Because if you burn it, it stinks.
It stinks.
It smells really.
Even
bad.
If you make it. Like, and you don't burn it, you can smell it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I don't mind, like, good-smelling popcorn, but then you just want popcorn.
But then, like, if they make cow corn, it's gross.
Oh.
Like the cow corn in the packet, you know? I
love
hate that
corn.
Smell.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I like actual kettle corn, though.
I hate that smell. I don't like the cow corn, either.
Wait, you don't like kettle corn?
I don't like... I like good homemade cow corn.
That's
what
I mean.
I don't like the bag kind.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
the kind
yeah.
you get, like, out of, like... Like, I remember when we would get
go, like, to a fair or something.
Yeah, like, I like
that
kind.
That's good, okay.
Yeah, like, the real, or, like, even caramel corn I like, but, like...
I was, like, very concerned. I was like, wait, you don't like kettle corn?
Yeah, I just don't like, I know some people, like, they'll take, like, if they don't have kettle corn, they'll take regular popcorn and put sugar on it.
That's not the same.
Like, that's disgusting.
No, that's, no.
Anyway, was there another one besides non-GMO?
Garden or farmer's market?
Oh, that's a hard one, because...
You like both of those things.
Yeah.
And actually, like, you utilize both of those things.
Like, well, this year I didn't, like, we're at the end of the summer now, and I did not do an actual garden.
Yeah.
So, I do tend to, like, get things more, it's not always, like, a farmer's market, though. It's kind of more, like, roadside stuff or, like, homegrown things from, like, stores, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't made it out to, like, our local, we have, like, a big public market in the city I live near. And I haven't made it out there this year. I'm making some fall vegetables, though.
Yeah.
This year, because I didn't make it out this year because my job, I work on Saturdays a lot of the time. And then the Saturdays I don't work, it's only on Saturdays. And the Saturdays I don't work, I'm doing stuff, so.
Yeah, and you don't want to, you have to get up, like, really
so it's
early.
Really not my fault that I'm not, like, being domestic and stuff.
No. But, like, yeah, but you've utilized both, so that's
kind of
a hard
question
for
you. But, yeah, like, both
of
them, like, are really good because, like, if I don't have a garden, I would, like, farmer's food stuff, you know, but, like, if, like, I do a garden, I would still use that too with my garden, you know? And
yeah.
Actually, I was going to get some vegetables from someone, from the person who actually cuts my hair.
Oh, yeah.
From her. We've known her forever. Yeah, I was going to get some vegetables from her a while ago, but then I forgot about it, and now it's, like, too late, so.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be too late, but.
It's too late.
But, like.
Sorry.
Hi. But I miss it. Like, I was, like, this summer, I keep thinking, like, oh, yeah, I can just make some zucchini on the grill, like, with the whatever we're making, you know? And, like, oh, wait, I don't have zucchini.
Oh, crap.
Or, like, I can make broccoli or whatever. Like, oh, I don't have broccoli. Like, it's really weird. Like, it's like the memory in your brain, you know?
And there's a hole in your heart.
Yeah, a hole in your heart.
Cool.
I'm just so used to, like, having vegetables every year, so it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, when it gets warm out.
So, maybe the answer to that question is both.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the last one was about GMOs. And honestly, we don't really know enough about it to really talk about it. So.
I feel like I used to, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. We can just brush over that one.
It'll probably take too much time.
Okay, well, we still have the Mad Lib.
Yeah.
And here, you can have the pen now. We're sharing.
Because sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. Sorry, I'm readjusting. This is so much fun. Like, we're actually, like, in the same room and everything.
I know, right?
We should do this more often, you know?
We should just, like, you know, spend money to see each other every other week.
I know. Well, you know what? The next time we will probably see each other is around Christmas, so we can probably record maybe one or two, because ideally, Abby will come back to California with...
spoiler alert.
What? Oh, spoiler yeah. Alert. Well, you'll probably come back to California with me, like, I'll come to New York, and then she'll come to California with me to, like, also spend time, like, yeah. Blessings on your face.
Peace and blessings. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Yeah, that was so weird. I really thought, I wish you guys could see that.
Yeah, you guys missed that, but, like, she was, like, she her whole face was gearing towards a sneeze, and nothing happened.
Remember today, so, like, just real quick, like, today... Like, the weather here is really weird.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been, like, cloudy all day, and they forecasted, like, rain all day.
All day.
It has not rained at all.
Not at all.
It didn't rain at all today. Like, all day it's, like, cloudy. It was sunny sometimes. And, like, I was saying, like, you know how, like, when you feel like you're gonna sneeze, but, like, you can't sneeze, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, and so, like, that's how, like, the clouds were, like, you feel like it's gonna rain, but it's not raining,
yeah.
and it can't rain, you know, and it's, like...
It was just, like, a perfect description of today's weather. Yeah. But, man, sorry, guys, you totally missed that one. But
yeah, I really thought I was going to sneeze the second time, but I didn't.
Yeah, you were really gearing for it, and it did not happen.
Well, you kept saying stuff, so I think it, like, psyched me out or something.
I tried not to talk, and then I was staring at you. You probably got nervous.
Everyone's listening, too.
Yeah, that's true. But, I forgot what I was going to say. I totally lost my train of thought.
It's fog, your brain.
I don't know. It's gone. Anyway, go on.
So, this Mad Lib is, called Pillow Fight, and I think it's kind of about a sleepover. Ooh, whoa. I don't know how this will go, but the thing is, like, we're all sleeping over this weekend together. Like, me and Dave are sharing a bedroom.
Well,
then, like,
yeah, because we're
his
sharing
girlfriend a... and their friend are sharing a bedroom, so
yeah, so, like, they took over Abby's room, my girlfriend and and our friend who's also came for the wedding, and then Abby and I are just sharing a bedroom, my old bedroom, so.
Mm.
But yeah.
So, pillow fart. Okay, anyway. So, alright, so adjective.
I just had, like, really random ones pop in my head. They don't, probably won't work well.
Well, keep in mind, you have to, like, give, like, a few of them. So.
Yeah. Is fierce, would that work?
Fiercely.
Fiercely? Well, that's, like, an adverb.
No. Maybe. Well, wait. Fiercely moved. Oh, yeah. The L-Y is with the adverb.
Yeah. Well, does it work in the sentence?
Fierce? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so person in room, female.
Abigail. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're actually in the same room this time.
I know.
Every time we have that question, we're like, there's either nobody around or, like, we're not actually in the same room, so it's awkward.
I need a sixth adjective. Okay. Another adjective.
Mini.
What'd you say?
I said mini.
Mini. No.
Book. I look around the room for inspiration. You're gonna see my method.
Okay. Part of body.
Oh, God. Foot.
How about pinky toe?
Okay, pinky toe. All right.
You gotta be good creative, dude. All
right. Wow. Okay. I thought I was, but I guess I'm not. Cool.
Well, I just specified.
No, it's fine, Abby. Whatever.
Okay. Noun.
Oh. Cable. Can you not knock over your laptop, please?
What did you say? Cable?
Cable.
Okay. Person in room, female. Well, we can't pick me again.
Mom.
Mom. We'll just put mom.
She's not in the room, but she's upstairs.
Mom.
She's sleeping.
Part of body. Pearl?
Like, I was going to say feet, but that's not a word. Feet is a plural. Wait, no, let's not do that, though. Phalanges.
I spell that.
I have no idea.
I think I know how to spell it.
Okay. Phalanges. Those are like the bones in your fingers, I think.
That's ligaments.
Oh. Well, it has something to do with your hand, I thought.
Oh, maybe it does. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Phalanges.
No.
That's a Friends reference. Dress.
I guess it makes sense. Pearl noun.
Let's see.
If you dress, you could do tux or suit.
Tuxes?
Suit.
What? As in for plural?
No, it's not plural. Oh, it's plural. You use suits.
Suitses?
Suits.
Ah, suitses.
Tuxes.
Lamps.
Lamps. Okay. It's like, I'm not going to pick any of those.
I hope that's not part of the
pillow fight. I was thinking of the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Hope that's not part of the pillow fight. Lamps. Goodness.
Adjective. There's three more adjectives and that's it.
Oh, lordy.
For the whole thing.
Yeah. Majestic.
Okay, one more. Or two more.
Two more. Bright.
How about dark for you?
Dark?
Dark.
Dark, yeah.
For the last one. Okay, that's it.
Crushed it. All right.
Okay, I'm ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so the last time I went to a sleepover, a fierce pillow fight broke out.
Well, that actually makes sense.
Out of nowhere, Abigail grabbed her mini fluffy book and began swinging it at anyone closer. Soon, everyone else joined in. At one point, I got hit right in the back by my pinky toe.
The back of your pinky toe. Yeah.
As soon as I recovered, I tossed my cable at mom's phalanges, but missed. Instead, I knocked over an expensive dress, and my pillow split open. Lamps flew everywhere.
Lamps, oh no.
Covering the room in a layer of majestic feathers.
Nice.
The fighting stopped when we all broke out in bright laughter.
Bright laughter.
The fun ended when we realized we had to clean up the dark.
Oh.
The dark. Oh, I'm sorry. The dark mess.
Oh, okay. I was like, that got dark.
We had to clean up the dark.
And we got real depressed at that, at that pillow fight.
Yeah, right? We had to clean up the dark mess.
Yeah, what a great...
Look at this.
What a great party. We'll have to show that to everybody tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah. Is that... Oh my gosh,
That's the last one we did.
Oh, wow. That was elaborate.
Well, that was the one I messed up. That I couldn't really write on really well.
Yeah.
And I was trying to rewrite it, and then I messed it up, like, twice.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
I think we're good to go. Well, that was fun.
Woo!
We should be in person more often.
Yeah.
You know? This is a fun dynamic that we don't usually have. See, looking at each other.
Looking at each other. Actually seeing each other's faces.
Well, because even, like, when we do this, we don't use video chat either.
No.
Which I guess we could, but I don't know. I kind of... It seems a little bit better to not do that.
I only have one computer screen, so, I mean, you have, like, three.
Well, that's true. So. I do have a lot, and you don't, so...
I can't really look at you and everything else.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, unless I minimize you.
That's rude.
Don't minimize me.
Wow. All right. I also like that you have like a folder, like, that you would put in a filing cabinet for all your Mad Libs.
I don't put it in a filing cabinet. It's put on my desk.
I know. It's just so well organized. It's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. And if you want to follow our podcast, be sure to go to our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. It is LNLDA Show. LNL Da Show.
That's the handle for Instagram, Twitter, and then on Facebook you just find us as Lemon and the Lime.
Yeah, I think that's the URL too. If you go to like Facebook.com, Facebook.com/ LNL Dishow. It should be, I believe.
All right.
Yeah. Also look up Lemons and Limes. You should be able to find it that way. Yeah, and then follow us on whatever respective platform you're listening on. Do that, please. Thank you. And yeah, if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at itsdavie3, itsdavie3. And Abby, how can they find you?
On Twitter and Instagram as well. Let me see. Abby, I can't remember.
Do you know how to spell your name?
I don't know why. It's my name, Abigail, and as in Naomi Griffin, not Nancy.
Not Nancy.
Yeah. A-B-I-G-A-I-L-N-G-R-I-F-F-I-N.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I can't think right now.
It's okay. It's 11.
It's really late. Like,
we're both cold. I know, we're both very tired. Well, we're going to go to bed.
We're going to bed now.
Yeah, so.
You guys do the same if it's really late.
I know. just go to bed, guys.
Just go to bed.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and tune in next time where, you know, we might not be in the same place, but we're still going to do this stuff because it's fun. Woo! Bye! Yeah!
Bye!
Woo!
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Do you want to be in a different chair?
No. I don't know how else I would sit.
You look like you're, like, posing for, like, a modeling position or whatever.
Nobody can see that.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, I'm...
Like, what does that mean?
I'm, like, posing right now. Okay. Can we just start?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Mini.
Sorry.
What? That just sounded so funny. Just, like... Just took a moment to take a really nice, good sniff there. Look, she...
Don't say it like
I know,
that.
I know. She has a cold. I'm gonna cut that out.
You didn't want to talk to that. Okay, anyway.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Dude, I'm so glad this is not a video podcast, because I look like garbage.
Okay, actual garbage.
Oh, like actual human trash.
I was just listening to...
Like an actual human trash can. Like, Grace Helbig.
No, I know. I was going to say that. I was listening to... Oh, what did she say? She was like... I guess it was like National Hot Dog Day, so they're wearing hot dog costumes. Okay.
No, I wasn't. I kind of laughed and then I choked a little bit.
Oh, so they're wearing hot dog... She was wearing hot dog costume or hot... My God.
Go on.
They were wearing hot dog costumes.
Yeah.
And she was talking to the guest speaker or whatever. Not the guest speaker, the guest...
She didn't go to bed.
The guest person.
Right, yes.
And she was like, yeah, I'm like, it's National Hot Dog Day, so I'm wearing, you know, like, they're talking about, like, outfits and stuff, and, like, how weird people dress nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'm wearing, it's National Hot Dog Day, and I'm wearing a hot dog costume, and I'm drinking a Bloody Mary at 11 a.m. There's nothing wrong with my life. Like, don't judge me. I judge you, you know?
I judge you.